1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good afternoon, I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. State officials want residents to keep up their COVID precautions amid growing case numbers and hospitalizations. 381 people were in the hospital yesterday. State wants to keep the positivity rate below 5%. It's currently at 6.24%. In Mesa County, cases have been growing by double digits almost daily. The positivity rate now 1.99 overall, 3.17% over the last 2 weeks. That COVID case count is having a local impact. Health officials closed down the Mesa County Fall Carnival after a drastic increase in COVID cases in the county. Health protocols were in place, but the decision made after more than 160 positive cases reported in the county since last Thursday. The Cameron Peak Fire northwest of Fort Collins has been burning for 2 months now. It's up to 205,000 acres, 51% contained. An incident commander said yesterday they were able to go on the offensive for the first time in a while. There's also a 320-acre fire in southwest Colorado. The Ice Fire broke out yesterday afternoon near the Ice Lakes trailhead west of Silverton. San Juan County and the San Juan National Forest used helicopters to locate and evacuate several hikers. The South Mineral Campground is closed. San Miguel County is back to stage one fire restrictions. No campfires outside developed areas. The temporary restrictions in place at least through 5 o'clock this Saturday evening. Two funeral homes have been shut down by the State Department of Regulatory Agencies after deputies serving a search warrant found disturbing conditions when following up on a client complaint about cremains. According to the Vail Daily, state operating licenses for Kent Funeral Home in Gypsum and Bailey Kent in Leadville were pulled. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.